I hope it doesn't, but it's hard getting a lot of seven players integrated into a team in such a short amount of time, and there's still new faces coming in now, so we're going to have to take time to work out each other's games. But as I said, I hope it settles in quicker than in the next few weeks. Well, we need it to, really. We want that first win, so hopefully quicker.
Doesn't seem like you've been here for very long at all, but all of a sudden you're one of the kind of the old faces. It must be a bit strange.
That was my third season. That was when I first got, I was looking around the dressing room, I thought, oh my god, I'm the oldest player here now. But, you know, hopefully I can keep the young lads, you know, their feet on the ground and push them in the right direction. Hopefully we can get the best out of them.
Have you sort of been doing anything as a club to sort of help introduce yourselves to each other? Because there have been so many new faces in such a short space of time.
Well, obviously the lads went on the pre-season trip, which got a few of them, they know each other. But, you know, they're all good lads. Football's, it's quite easy to get along with people in a dressing room in that sort of environment. So the lads haven't struggled to adapt to that thing. But it's just on the pitch, knowing each other's games, you know, what each other are good at. But we'll do more work on the training ground, and I think that'll come.
Is there anyone in particular who's kind of made quite a big impression on the dressing room as being quite a big character? The answer to that is definitely yes, I can see from your face.
I'm just thinking, to be fair, they're all good lads, you know. O'Connor and Bales are sort of big characters, and I know Leroy just through football, and I know he's a big character, so it's always nice to have people like that in the dressing room, you know, if stuff like this does happen, you know, they can pick you up in the morning and get you going again, so it's only a good thing.
As far as Leroy Lita goes, you said you know enough about him. Is he a League One striker, or is he, you know, a Championship striker, really?
Yeah, he's got plenty of experience in the Championship. You know, I think it's just one of them things. A lot of players are out of contract in the summer at the minute. It's hard to get a club. But, Barnes have obviously been in contact with him, and he feels this is the right place to come at this time in his career, and hopefully he does well for us. And then, you know, you never know for him. If he wants to go back to the Championship, he will.
Is he the kind of player who, I'm sure you must hear when Barnsley get linked with players, you sort of see that come up and you think, well, I hope that's a genuine one?
Well, we've actually got the same agent, so I sort of knew about it. I knew about this move anyway, but I was just waiting until it happened. But as you say, he's here today, so hopefully he can kick on and be involved Tuesday.
Yeah, and Tuesday, obviously, you've got a cup tie against Crewe Alexandra. It's probably, you get asked this all the time, I'm sure, but is it good to have a game so quickly after a defeat?
Definitely. The lads will go home tonight and be a bit down. Coming tomorrow, we'll probably have a look at it, but you know, then we'll be thinking straight away for Tuesday's game, so we've got to put this one to bed quickly and prepare ourselves for that.
Danny Wilson, I guess he's probably not the kind of manager who would just focus on the league and put out kids in a competition like this, is he?
No, he definitely wants to win on Tuesday. He's already said that it's a big game for us Tuesday, and we'll definitely be going in to win that. It won't be one of them where we'll, I wouldn't say a weaker team, but not the players who are regularly playing. I think we'll field a strong team on Tuesday looking to win that game.
Is one of the important things about getting a cup competition game early in the season that obviously there's so many new strikers particularly that have come in, the first thing they need is just to get off the mark.
That's it, it's goal. That's their game, and it's goals. If a few of them can get a goal on Tuesday night, it's just a massive boost for them. It's confidence for the strikers, isn't it? You know, if they're scoring, and all of a sudden they're scoring every week. But you know, if they go through a drought sometimes, it's just nice for them to grab a goal and then they can get off again. So, you know, maybe we might have a look at a couple of different strikers Tuesday, I don't know yet, but no, we'll wait and see.
Do you know what sort of a challenge Crewe will bring? Or because so many teams buy so many players, is it almost impossible to know?
Well, yeah, I honestly don't know what the team will be Tuesday. We'll have a look at that Monday and watch a few videos on them, so we'll know more about that.
And we should say congratulations as well, belatedly it seems. There's a new member of the Craney family along the way.
There is. To be fair, I only found out a couple of months ago, which was a weird one for me. Yeah, just 5 months gone when we found out. So, yeah, thanks for congratulations. So I'll have a little one at the end of October.
Serious question. Does it make you feel a bit more of a senior player when something like that happens? I guess you grow as a person quite quickly.
That just makes me feel older. A lot older. But, yeah, well, it's that part of my life now. I'm really settled down with kids. I've been with my girlfriend a long time. So, yeah, it was nice for us when we found out.